Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hi, everybody. This is Benny Biffle.
And this is Sammy Schuster.
And you're listening to TV Confidential.
Confidentially.
Hello. Well, this is the first time I've ever agreed with you, Janeway.
Thank you. I find the painter even more fascinating than her painting.
What's she like? Mona Lisa without the smile. Something hidden. Sometimes it seems as if she were two people.
It's like falling in love, I guess. You know, first you see someone and it keeps growing and until you can't think of anyone else.
That's interesting.
Well, the way I look at things, that's all art is. Every painting, if it's any good, is a love affair.
I never heard anyone talk like that before.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that Pat Boone will join us at the top of the hour. We'll be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Arabar is with us for another look at recently released DVD and streaming titles that we think you would find of interest. Greg Arabar, author of the forthcoming Hanna-Barbera, The Recorded History, which is due out sometime later in 2024, if I remember correctly. Greg Arabar, also the host of the Fantastic World of Hanna and Barbera podcast, which you can hear Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find audio. What do you have for us today?
Well, oh, before we begin, I want to say that the book is now available for pre-order.
Oh, okay.
Book seller, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and we're hoping to have them shipped in July, no later than August 15th.
Very good. All right. We'll let people know about that. So in the meantime, what do you have?
Two bona fide classics from our friends Aquino Lorber. They are becoming really a household name to classic film lovers. You hear it come up now. It's Aquino. It's a Criterion. It's that kind of thing. And these are two outstanding films. The first one is actually presented by Martin Scorsese, not on camera, but he was instrumental in bringing it, getting it restored, and it's by the great Michael Powell. And Powell was part of the Powell and Pressburger films, The Archers, some of the greatest Technicolor films ever made. Black Narcissus, the one about the crazy nuns on top of the cliff. I mean, that's not, it's much more serious than that, but that's kind of a encapsulated thing. And the wonderful The Red Shoes, the unforgettable Red Shoes. The Life and Adventures of Colonel Blimp is another one. This is one that is not in color, but couldn't be in color. When you see this movie, especially on Blu-ray, the high definition has done wonders to black and white because you see detail within the range of monochromatic photography that is specifically outstanding in black and white photography. It's a movie called The Edge of the World. And it is a Michael Powell film that was filmed on, speaking of a cliff, it's this craggy island there was a movement with governments in some countries to send people out to live in these areas and farm them. Sometimes these areas were very harsh and somewhat deadly. And this is about a couple of generations of these folks who are on this room in Scotland, on this remote island in the coast. And just the views and the shots of this craggy doesn't even begin to describe. We're talking about waves that go in all directions through all of these corkscrew caverns. And these people live there on the top of this thing. It's like an Up, only real life. And they're desperately trying to farm, and many of them near poverty. And it's about how the younger generation ain't too crazy about it and are thinking about going. And there are some spine-tingling scenes of there's a competition between the two young men who can climb up the fastest. And this is like an impossible thing, and they do it. And much of the stunt work, they were just the guys there. They were doing an awful lot of this stuff. There is an audio commentary by Thelma Schoonmaker, who is
a maker of schoons.
Yes, maker of schoons, and also one of Hollywood's greatest editors, and was married to Michael Powell. There's actually, I think, a documentary about the two of them and their story together. And Daniel Day-Lewis, who reads from Michael Powell's autobiography, describing the making of this film. So it's like a audio production, in a way, that goes with it. And then there's a fascinating short documentary made in the 70s where a group of filmmakers went back to this location, and you see what it looks like in color. It doesn't look nearly as imposing in color, and I think that was part, and plus they're not shooting this as a dramatic film, it's just documentary footage. But he and members of the crew go back and greet many of the people who were in the film when they were younger, some of them who did stay on. There were still people living there in the 70s. And a World War II short called An Airman's Letter to His Mother. So this is a fascinating classic, bona fide classic. Anything you see Michael Powell's name on is always worth watching. And on Blu-ray is wildly striking. So that's my first one from our friends.
So that's The Edge of the World, available on Blu-ray. And among the extra features are the narration by Daniel Day-Lewis and the short film you just mentioned.
Exactly.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 pre-prepared, ready-to-heat and ready-to-eat, chef-crafted, restaurant-quality, and dietitian-approved meals that will make eating better every day fun and delicious, and your weekly meal planning a whole lot easier with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talk. TV50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the many healthy and nutritious options for breakfast and midday bites that are ready to eat and, best of all, less expensive than takeout. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Then there's another one, and this one is very special to me because I first saw this in college, and I wrote a paper about it. It's called Scarlet Street, and it doesn't have Big Bird or Elmo on it. It is quite a different kind of street. This is one of the greatest film noir classics of all time.
If I remember correctly, there is a, it's either a website or a very well-known magazine called Scarlet Street, and it reviews mystery titles, or it's a publication that's related to the mystery genre, if I remember correctly.
It's got to have been named after this, because this is very much a seminal film.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, it's interesting because there's another film called The Woman in the Window, which the same cast and also directed by the great Fritz Lang, who directed like Nosferatu and
M.
Oh gosh, all kinds of really great Metropolis. Well, when he got into film noir, he made The Woman in the Window with Joan Bennett, Dark Shadows fans, Edward G. Robinson, and I can't say this guy's name without sounding like Jack Benny, Dan Duryea. Because he was on the Jack Benny show and all through the half hour. But Mary, it's Dan Duryea.
We just saw the Twilight Zone. It was one of the very, very first Twilight Zones. Mr. Denton on Doomsday. Martin Landau, a very, very young and a very, very thin Martin Landau plays one of the antagonists in it. And Jeannie Cooper from Young and the Restless is the leading lady. And Malcolm Atterbury, one of the great character actors of the 60s, is one of the central characters. But Dan Duryea, he's a former gunslinger who turns to the bottle after he accidentally kills. Doug McClure is in it, a very young.
Oh, I know the one.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Astrid and I are revisiting the Twilight Zone in its entirety. We just finished the first season. So
that's fun.
And I have not. You'll find this difficult to believe. I've never seen the entire series, so this has been a lot of fun. But so I have Dan Duryea on the brain.
You know, speaking of Twilight Zone, this is something to conquer that myth that young people don't like black and white. You know, that's research that I question, because we were watching The Twilight Zone years ago where my daughter had some of her friends over, and these are tween girls. These are Hannah Montana, Zach and Cody watchers. And we put on The Twilight Zone, the Eye of the Beholder, and when it got to the end, they watched it. They didn't go, oh, it's not color. They watched it, and when it got to that surprise ending, it was like, wow! Oh my gosh, that's incredible!
Yeah.
So, it isn't any. There you go. Just case closed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. So Dan Duryea is in the cast.
If you want to hear what he sounds like, just watch one of those sketches from Saturday Night Live with John Lovitz going, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a ticket, because that's kind of the way Dan Duryea talks.
Yeah. All right. So he is also in the cast of Scarlet Street.
This isn't exactly a peppy, happy peppy up. Cheer you up movie. It is like a Twilight Zone, but there is a weird kind of ironic twist to the way the story goes. But it being a film noir, it is about a man's kind of descent at the hands of a very calculating and yet conflicted beautiful woman. Not the Joan Bennett from Dark Shadows, but the Joan Bennett that really became a superstar through this kind of film. And this was actually produced by her company with her husband, Walter Ranger, and Fritz Lang. They had a company called Diana Productions at the time, named after her daughter. And it's about the kind of milquetoast character Edward G. Robinson started to play when he was no longer going to be doing the kind of character. And it is like the Twilight Zone with...
Is it the type of character he played when he did the window scene in Batman, or was he mostly Edward G. Robinson in that?
He was a mild-mannered, intelligent, plain-speaking, pleasant fellow. And in this case, he was a clerk who just got his gold watch for 25 years and was kind of put upon. He was like Henry Limpet in a way. He was also like the Burgess Meredith character, who lost his glasses.
Yes.
It's going to be a spoiler. But he was very much like that because he had a wife from the depths of the underworld,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. You know, she was just horrible. And that whole story is told very interestingly, too. But he meets Joan Bennett, and Joan Bennett is a as they say in Monty Python, naughty lady of the night. But he just sees her as this wonderful person who's a part-time actress and model, and he's enthralled with her, and he really loves to paint. Of course, his wife thinks his paintings are junk. And so through Dan Duryea, who is supposed to be just a friend of Joan Bennett, they convince him to paint and put together a studio, and it gets worse and worse. So if you're the kind of person who goes like, oh, no, then maybe this isn't for you. But if you kind of go like, where's this going? Where's this going? How much of this? This is so fascinating, the twists. He starts to paint, and they convince him that maybe she... Oh, well, it's hard to explain. I'm not going to go through every... I'm not going to give you a complete synopsis. But these art critics come in and start raving about the painting, and Dan Duryea credits Joan Bennett with it. And then it really thickens. And they convince Edward G. Robinson that that's the way it should be, that let's put her name on them instead of yours. I wrote a paper on this, and I call it The Sound of Scarlet Street. I remember designing a Sound of Music logo, only making it Scarlet Street, because these films were so beautifully constructed audio-wise. And there are some key moments where there are whispers going on, there are sound effects going on, the brilliant score is a film to be listened to as well as watched. And this truly is an acclaimed, well-known classic. It looks incredible. I mean, that goes without saying. It's a Kino Lorber Blu-ray, and it was you know, the UCLA worked on restoring it. It has two audio commentaries with two totally different points of view. As far as one has a very intellectual, very much the college professoral kind of thing, and the other is more of the historian's point of view. So it's not like the same commentary being said twice. There's also some cool trailers for some of the other noir films that they have on the label. But if you've never seen this, first of all, if you haven't seen it lately, it's worth seeing again. And if you've never seen it, you'll never forget it, and it never looked better.
That would be Scarlet Street, with Dan Duryea and Joan Bennett and Edward G. Robinson, now available on Duryea.
On Duryea. Duryea Vision. You know, I have to credit my brother because, we watched that episode together, and there's just no way I can say his name. Both of us.
Scarlet Street, now available on Blu-ray from our friends at Kino Lorber. Greg will be back at the end of our second hour. In the meantime, take a quick time out. Then Pat Boone will join us. We come back for hour number two of TV Confidential. Please stay with us. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TVConfidential, x.com/TVConfidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.